In a world overrun with formula movies and lame Hollywood reboots, two brothers from separate mothers scour the outer edges of entertainment to separate the potential cult classics from the B-movie bombs. They watch the films so you don't have to. They are the Keepers of the Fringe.
Hey everybody, welcome to, sorry, that was, Chris was making fun of my DJ voice, so I'm doing a DJ voice for you. Hey!
Fatality.
Hey! Alright, but seriously, welcome to Keepers of the Fringe. I am Derek, and with me, as always, is the Grandpa Munster to my Herman Munster, Chris.
Hey, how's it going?
That was not a good Grandpa Munster.
I don't know Grandpa Munster. I can't remember how it goes.
Yeah, I know. All right, so let's get on to it then, shall we? Because the first topic we have is about the Munsters. And surprise, surprise, the Munsters are getting a reboot.
Yeah. Did you see the one that happened not that long ago with Jerry O'Connell or something? Mockingbird Lane or something?
I heard about it, but I did not see it, no.
I looked it up real quick because I totally forgot about it. It looked fucking terrible.
Did it?
I think it was going to be a show, and then they just turned it into like a Halloween special or something.
Because they're like, oh, that's shit. That's not good.
Yeah, it wasn't good.
It's too bad because I like Jerry O'Connell.
He played the Herman role. And he looked the same except for he had like stitches around his neck.
Huh? I totally don't see that.
And Eddie Izzard was Grandpa.
Holy shit. I like Eddie Izzard, but holy shit, that's weird.
Yeah, it was weird.
I'm trying to find the thing I had saved here. So what do we actually know about this?
All I know is, well, Seth Meyers
is
supposed to be working on it, along with another woman that I can't...
Another woman? Seth Meyers is not...
Yeah, whatever.
Whatever!
And it's supposed to be set in the, like, hipster Brooklyn, it said.
Ugh.
Trying to fit in hipster Brooklyn.
This is...
Which sounds...
Bad.
Fucking terrible.
Yeah, it does. Holy cow, man. You're not... Everything you're saying about this just keeps getting worse and worse.
You know what they should do? This is an innovative thing.
Get it up while they're behind?
They should just bring back the old fucking show. Put it on primetime.
Yeah, really?
It's like, you want to bring back the Munsters? Actually bring it back and put that shit on TV.
Yeah, exactly.
Have a revival of old shows. Why the fuck not?
At this point?
Yeah. How that does. And then if people seem to be liking it, then go, okay, maybe there is something here.
Yeah, no shit. So, it's going to be an NBC show. I guess the original Munsters probably was NBC, wasn't it? Yeah, 2012, that other one came out.
Remember that other one that came out, way back?
I'm sorry. The original came out on, aired on CBS.
Oh, it did.
64 to 66.
You remember that one they did in the 90s or something?
No.
And it was terrible, too.
So, there's two big questions that I have about this. Number one, whose idea was this? Number two, do we need this?
I don't know. And no.
That's a big fat no.
Fatality.
I don't even...
I mean, I like the Munsters, but...
I love the Munsters. I used to love it when I was a kid. It was a fun show back in the day. We used to watch it on reruns and shit, but...
That's what they should do, man. On prime time. Bring back reruns. Old shows. I'm sure that's got to be fairly cheap to get...
I bet it would be a big hit.
I know. It would be interesting. Like, you know, have the new shows, but then sprinkle in old classics.
Yeah.
That would be awesome.
That's what they should do. So, you know, of course, if you start doing that, that's a Keepers of the Fringe trademark. So.
Yeah. I want to cut, bitches.
I don't know if you can trademark that, but whatever.
Yeah, we can't.
You can't, yeah. So, I don't even care enough about this to wonder when it's going to come on or whatever. This is just a bad idea.
Yeah.
I don't see this being a good idea. And the old Munsters was in black and white. Is this one going to be in black and white? Or color?
Probably not.
Probably not. It's a bad idea.
Bringing back anything normally is a bad idea, really.
Usually, yeah.
Especially something like that. I mean,
yeah.
How do you do that?
Yeah.
As a TV show, I don't know.
Yeah, it's not going to be good. Just, I can't. There's no way in hell it's going to be good.
The kids don't give a fuck about a Dracula nowadays.
Oh, no. Are they going to make him sparkly?
Oh, no. I didn't even think of that.
Shit.
Grandpa's going to be walking around with his shirt off and sparkling.
Oh, jeez.
Oh.
All right, let's move on, because now I'm getting all bummed. So, next up we have some release dates for the Sony Spidey-verse films, which is still not including Spider-Man. Yeah, so...
there in spirit.
Yeah, sure. So Venom is coming out October 5th, 2018. Oh, that seems... I guess not, because we've known about it for a while now, so...
Yeah.
And Silver and Black. Silver and Black is coming out February 8th, 2019. Oh, boy, right before our birthdays. Hey, happy birthday to us. We get a film we didn't ask for or
Yay.
Want or yeah. need.
Could be good. Try not to be Debbie Downer
here. Yeah, but I just...
Tom Hardy as Venom sounds cool.
That does sound cool.
But that's
about But it. Not connecting it directly to Spider-Man is not...
Especially Venom.
Yeah.
It's very weird.
Yeah, very weird. And the whole, the silver and black... I can't even say it normal anymore. Is anybody going to care about that? I mean, unless they make it look like it's not even... Like, if they make it look like a... something else entirely, and it just happens to have Black Cat and Silver Sable, and yeah, Silver Sable. You know what I mean?
Like a turn of the century drama or something?
No, no, but like make it like, this is a, you know, it's a spy thriller. Oh, and then it has them or whatever, you know.
Yeah,
like it's a whole different thing. Like not play off that it's characters from comic book Spider-Man universe.
Yeah, this got like weird. Oh, did you talk to Spider-Man? No. He's out of town. Doing little mentions.
I thought he came home. Oh!
Just see him swinging around in the background every once in a while. Spider-Man! Little arrow. Goes ding! He's connected.
He's right there.
He's right there.
He's right there. Hold on a second. I gotta fix my chair. Excuse me. So, I might have to cut. Yeah, so I don't get what they're doing with this shit. I don't get it.
And I'm afraid that they're just gonna
Hollywood is confusing the shit out of me now.
Fail miserably and then just ruin it.
Yeah, that's what I'm worried about. Don't fucking ruin it. Cause don't make it so you can't come back from it.
You know, a lot of people are already sick of comic book movies.
Yeah.
So
we'll talk about that a little later.
Don't give him any fucking ammunition.
No shit. That's the thing, you know, we gotta make good, not just for the naysayers, but for the fans, make good fucking comic book movies. Because we're tired of the bad ones. There are so many.
So many.
So many.
They've been doing pretty good. Even though a lot of them haven't been, like, amazing, but they've been good. They've been consistently solid.
Right. I mean, you know, you can't have all of them be, you know.
Yeah, there's not any, like, in the Marvel that I can say that I hated or.
No.
They were.
No,
the,
I didn't.
The worst I got was, like, okay, you know.
Yeah. Like, the Thor, the first two Thor movies, were, I didn't hate them, but they were okay. They weren't, you know.
Yeah, like the Iron Man movies.
Right? Yeah, Iron Man 3 was in there. But, yeah, I didn't hate it.
Yeah.
I guess. All girls. So. That's what needs to happen with these movies. They need to make them good enough that we'll say, hey, it's okay. You know, because that's the other thing. Who are these movies for? If it's for the fans and you don't connect them to Spider-Man, who wants that?
Yeah. I don't know.
And if you're going to make these movies and not try to appease the fans, then who's going to care about a movie based on Venom and Silver Sable and Black Cat?
Yeah, it doesn't make
sense. That's the thing. So, what do you, you know?
You're playing with fire, my friends.
Especially, I mean, I could see the Venom movie, if they do it right, give it more of a, I'd say give it like almost a horror-ish vein, because, you know, you go really fucked up with Venom and Carnage.
Yeah.
But the Silver Sable and Black Cat movie, nobody's going to give a shit.
I don't have that Janet Jackson song in it.
Black Cat, there it
is. That's my fucking girl!
Alrighty.
You didn't know that, did you?
I did not know that, and I wish I still did not know that.
See, all this time we don't need to leave. You're still learning things about me.
Yeah, but it's not things I want to know.
Well, fuck, man. I can't help that.
Mm-mm. All right, let's move on. That was delayed. Next, we have some news about Robert Kirkman leaving AMC and moving to Amazon Prime. Do we know, is this going to affect the shows like Walking Dead and stuff? Or is it going to be his other properties?
I think it's going to be his other properties, but I don't know. Although, they're saying he's leaving AMC, so I don't know.
That would mean that he would not be working on Walking Dead, even if it did stay on AMC.
Yeah. Well, does he work on it still? Or is he just kind of...
Yeah, he's involved.
I can't imagine that they're just...
It's a little confusing.
I know, like, I read a couple of different stories on it, and I couldn't find anything that said definitively on that.
Right.
But they just were announcing Season 8, so I can't see...
Yeah.
Well, I don't know when he's leaving exactly, though.
Yeah. Yeah. But then also, so...
How many more seasons does Walking Dead have? I mean, really? I don't think too many.
Yeah. And there was a thing going around earlier that he had... People were flipping out a little because he had talked about having an idea for an ending for it. And people were like, oh, he's ending it. But he's like, I'm not ending it yet. So I don't know. We'll see.
Well, the book should keep going. The show...
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, I don't know.
The show's not... I watch it, and I want to like it, but it's only like a fraction of how good the book is. It's nowhere near as good as the book.
No. See, I enjoy watching the show, but I always know, like, in the back of my mind that I have the book to fall on.
Yeah.
So if I didn't have the book to fall on, I don't know how I'd feel about the show.
Well, the show is like a lot of filler for like...
Seems like it, yeah.
You know.
Sometimes, yeah.
Like maybe 4 or 5 episodes max that were any good, you know. It's a lot of waiting around. And then when shit does happen, you're like, oh, that's going to be cool. And then it wasn't really that cool.
Yeah, you're like, oh, that was disappointing.
Yeah.
Quite disappointing.
Like the whole thing with the governor and stuff, that I don't really like how that was handled. That kind of sucked.
That was definitely not as cool as it was in the comic.
No.
And
Negan there is not anywhere near as cool as he is in the book.
Well, yeah, because you can't really... Negan is a bigger-than-life character in the comic. He's just insane.
Yeah.
And I don't think you could properly do that on the show, which I was kind of a little worried about, but I don't know.
Like, he doesn't do a bad job. It's just...
Yeah.
It's just, like, when you see him, you like how he is. You're like, eh, like you're kind of over it already on the show. Yeah. You're just like, yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
What's he going to do? He's crazy. You're like, yeah, whatever.
Yeah. But, yeah, it will never live up to the book, though. That's the thing. And then even if they copied the book, you know, scene for scene exactly, then we'd be like, well, it's just the book, so what's the point of watching it? Oh, that hot zombie-on-zombie action. So, yeah, so we don't really know what that's going to entail right now, do we?
No.
We just know that. And then there's things like his other properties. Does that mean he's finally going to do something with Invincible?
That would be cool.
Which is ending soon, unfortunately. And...
That was a good book, from what I remember.
That's an awesome book. I love Invincible. And, like, then he's got his book Outcast, which is on...
I did hear something about that.
Stars, I think it is. Is it Stars or is it?
Is it already started? Or is it coming?
Yeah. No, yeah.
Oh, it is?
Yeah. That one has. Wait, am I thinking the right one? Yeah. And then he's, you know, so he's got a couple other things, but I don't know. We'll see what happens. We'll see what happens. Yeah. Next! James Wan. Am I saying that correctly?
Yeah.
Wan thinks Aquaman will change some minds. He intriguing.
Thinks, very Jason intriguing. Momoa's take will
Momoa
clear the
Aquaman is lame.
Yeah. Which he might not be lame in the movie, but he's not really Aquaman.
I know, that's what I was gonna say. It's not, quite Aquaman.
Yeah.
It doesn't quite feel Aquaman to me.
No.
It's like Aquaman's buff cousin. So I don't know. I mean, actually, go ahead.
I was gonna say I'm kind of excited to see it though. An Aquaman movie. I feel like that could be cool. It's something different.
I'm very interested to see it, yeah.
Especially more than The Flash already.
I also heard James Wan was also saying that, yeah, especially more than The Flash, it's been kind of challenging to film Aquaman because of the underwater stuff. But that's Aquaman, man. Barely.
But James Wan, I don't know, like, I don't know if a lot of people like him or not, but I'm not really that big a fan of his movies.
I'm not familiar with his movies.
We've done, like, the Insidious movies and the Conjuring movies.
Yeah.
Which they're okay as far as horror movies go today, but...
Yeah, but nothing...
They're not that great, I don't think.
Yeah.
A couple other ones, too. Like, eh.
So how is that going to translate to Aquaman? Interesting. Very interesting.
He didn't do one of the G.I. Joe movies. He was attached to it, but I don't know if he actually did it, though.
Oh, jeez.
The second one, or... I think he was gonna do it. I don't know if he did it.
That's a good fucking question.
But if he did do it...
then that's all you need to know. Let's IMDb that shit.
With a quickness.
All right, not really, but...
Type as though you've never typed before.
James Wan... Ew, he was born on February 26th.
Well, that's near our birthday.
1977. Whoa! So, producer, writer, director. Aquaman. MacGyver. He directed one episode of MacGyver.
Not seen that show.
Furious 7. Yeah. It's not good.
Not.
I did not enjoy it. I tried watching it. I did not enjoy it. Doggy Heaven. Dead Silence. Death Sentence. Saw. Stygian.
Yeah, like I've seen all that. I'm like...
Producer.
Not really impressed. Well, we're talking a lot of shit this episode so far.
I know, right?
Fuck monsters. Fuck.
I don't see G.I. Joe anywhere.
I remember something. I mean, he probably didn't do it, I guess, then.
Maybe. Hopefully, because that would definitely be a nail in the coffin. She's here!
But I think a lot of people seem to like him nowadays, though. Yeah, they like the Conjuring movies and stuff.
I guess. But that doesn't mean he's going to translate to Aquaman, necessarily.
Well, he did the Furious, one of the Furious, one of them, or?
Seven, yeah.
In the Saw movies, people like those, too. Which,
yeah. So, movies that are, have gone on for too long. Aquaman 28. Jeez. So, I don't know, man. I'm not feeling it. Any more confidence in the Aquaman myself. So you got some work to do to change my mind, Mr. Wan. So let's move on to something actually good.
For now.
Glow is getting a second season. Yes.
Cool. I haven't watched the rest one yet, though.
What you talking about, Willis?
I keep meaning to, but I have way too many things to watch that I can't.
No!
I was trying to. I got like most of the way through Iron Fist finally.
Oh, really? I've only watched 4 episodes.
I probably only paid attention to 4 though.
Yeah, freaking. Defenders comes out this week.
Oh, yeah, this week?
Yeah, this week. Shit. Motherfucker.
I gotta hurry up.
I think Tuesday, Wednesday, whatever. I might just skip the rest of Iron Fist for now and go to Defenders. We'll see. I'm just having so much trouble getting through it.
Yeah, a lot of the dialogue is shit.
Mm.
And I have seen some shitty fight scenes later on in it. I'm like, oh.
Yeah.
I'm trying really hard to give a fuck. But it's not as bad as I thought it would be, but...
No, it's not... Yeah, it's not as bad, but it's not...
Yeah, like Iron Fist, I'm not really that big on. By himself,
you know? I'd still like to see, as we've suggested, as many people have suggested, instead of doing another season of them separately, just do a season of Heroes for Hire.
Yeah.
So, but that's... They've already announced the second season of Luke Cage and Iron Fist. So... That's so, not gonna happen.
Back to Glow.
Oh, yeah.
So, I mean, we might actually talk about it before, I know, before we switch topics.
I liked Glow. I thought it was a lot of fun. It was a good series. Definitely check it out. It's only half-hour episodes. You could breeze right through it.
Yeah, I've been hearing it's good.
It's really good. It's a fun show. It's a lot of fun. I mean, it's not historically accurate, but it's a lot of fun.
Would you like to see another season of it?
I would, yeah. Actually... When I got through the first season, that's when it was my first thought was, oh, I want to see more. So
that's cool.
Yeah. So I'm pretty happy that they're getting another season. I kind of figured they were, but you never know. You never know. So good on you, Netflix. Now.
I hope they like make it like from this. They release the old show on.
Oh yeah, that would be awesome.
Yeah, because I can find random clips of it and stuff. But
did I tell you I did watch that documentary?
Oh, you did?
Yeah, I did. That was pretty interesting.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
Yeah, it was. It was kind of, and like you said, it was nice, the like, reunion thing they had towards the end there. That was kind of nice. I got a little choked up there.
Yeah, I was like, I'm glad it had, like, a happy ending to it.
Yeah.
I thought it was going to be way worse. Like,
yeah,
was,
no kidding. You know,
some of them were dead. Like, hooked on drugs and shit.
Yeah.
And,
like, yeah.
They didn't really have that too much.
Not too much, no. Except, you know, poor Mount Fiji and stuff. She's health-wise, she's not doing so well, but... But still, it was good. It was good to see. It was nice, and it was nice to kind of see the story behind what we used to watch when we were kids.
Yeah, because I mean,
and then it wasn't like a really bad story either. So I mean, there were some bad parts, but you know,
that could have possibly been going on still.
Yeah, it could have. Yeah, if they hadn't broken it up.
Piazzadora, man.
Piazzadora.
I'm going to hit the brakes on that shit.
You stole our childhood, Piazzadora. So I'm looking forward to the next season of Glow.
Sorry.
you should definitely check out... Don't fucking...
I lightly...
You should definitely check out the first season, and you'll probably enjoy it and want to watch the second season, too. So... Like I said, good on you, Netflix. However, some bad news for Netflix, possibly. There's a whole thing going on now where Disney is pulling out of Netflix, and they're going to be launching...
Leaving a 20 on the dresser. What? That's wrong.
And then, wait, Disney's cheap. And Disney's going to be starting their own streaming service in 2019. So, there's been some confusion as to what exactly this means for both Disney and Netflix.
Well, I did see lists of all the things that would leave Netflix.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, it wasn't really a big deal. You know, it was like all the animated stuff.
Right, yeah. A lot. So, but then the other question was...
Or the live action stuff.
What about Marvel and DC? Excuse me. Marvel and Star Wars.
Well, I heard that they're in talks to keep that stuff right now.
Yes, I was going to say that. I heard that, too. And then, because the other question is, how would that have affected the Luke Cage, Daredevil, Defenders, all that shit?
Yeah, like, they didn't say anything about that, but, right. Like, that's their own shows. But
right, but it's Marvel. So, I think that'll probably not change.
Yeah, because if it moves it to their thing, but then, Netflix is making it, so I don't know.
Right, but then there was also, I read something about Disney was thinking about also starting a separate, what they were feeling out, starting a separate service for Marvel and for Star Wars.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and that's...
Their own separate things?
Yeah.
There wasn't enough content.
That's exactly what everybody has said. Like, what are you going to do? Like,
well, Marvel...
Marvel, you could...
Yeah, they could do all kinds of...
You could do all the animated series, all the cartoons, going all the way back, you know, the old movies, the old shows and everything. Star Wars, what are you going to do? You got the movies and...
Holiday special.
Holiday special. The Clone Ewok. Wars. The Clone Wars. The Ewok specials.
Yeah, it's going to be like the same shit forever.
Right, and the Ewok and droid cartoons.
Yeah, you're not going to be able to rotate any of it. It's just going to be the same things.
Right. And as much as I love, as much as we love Star Wars, I ain't paying for that shit.
And I already own all that shit.
All right. So.
Same with Marvel, too. I mean, most of that stuff.
Right. I can understand Disney wanting to do their own thing, but don't do, if you do a separate thing for Marvel and DC, Star Wars, excuse me, it's not going to work. It's just not going to work. So, I don't know, we'll have to keep our eye on that one and see where that shit goes.
Yeah.
Because it's like...
It's just whatever it is going to happen is probably going to be bad for the consumer. That's
yeah. Because the first thing I read was, oh, Disney's pulling all their stuff out of Netflix. And I was like, no. I'm like, yeah. Well, wait, is that just Disney or is that all of Disney? Because that, including Marvel and Star Wars, because that's a different story.
Yeah.
If it's just Disney, go right ahead. I don't care. But, you know, and then I just, like, I was watching Netflix last night. I was watching Iron Fist last night. And Voltron. I missed freaking season 3 of Voltron just came out, and I totally missed season 2 somehow.
So oh, yeah, how's that been?
Not bad. I like it. It's pretty good overall. There's a few iffy things about it, but it is a cartoon, so you kind of accept those.
What about iZombie? Have you watched that at all?
I have not watched that yet. I want to
watch
it.
I watched the first season of that, and I thought it was pretty good.
Was it?
I want to check that one. And that was like 3 seasons on there. I'm like, oh, shit.
Oh, shit.
There's 3 already?
Wow. Yeah, I want to check that one out. All right, so I think we've covered that one.
I didn't remember. Oh, yeah, okay.
That was the Disney, yeah.
Yeah, right.
Next up, as you recall, we spoke in a previous episode, I think the previous episode, perhaps, of James Cameron wanting to bring back Terminator to do a new trilogy and then end it.
Yeah.
Which we're all for, ending it, because it's already become a mess. But anyway, so one thing I think we even talked about it, what, you know, how would Arnold fit into it and all that. So, stop with this. So, apparently they're talking about Arnold playing the human character that the Terminator, the T-800, is based on.
Yeah.
Which is interesting.
Yeah, I mean, that makes sense, though. That's what we were saying. Like,
it does, yeah.
If he was in there, he has to be, he can't be a Terminator.
But I wonder what that character is.
Yeah, because he'd be on the side of the machines.
Right.
Or maybe he was like a general or whatever in the resistance and they stole his DNA to make him. Because that's the whole point of making them look like people would infiltrate the resistance.
Right, yeah.
Because James Cameron was talking about, he was wondering if he should make them all. Should they all look like Arnold or should they be like different ones? And he's like trying to figure that out. I'm like, yeah, there should be different ones because that's the whole point of it was to infiltrate.
If you're going to have an infiltrate, yeah.
You can't have like 10 Arnolds just standing around going, nothing to see here.
move along.
We got my peace. You live in peace, says. But even in the first movie, they had like a flashback of Kyle Reese there, and they showed one of the Terminators, and it didn't look like Arnold. Well, you couldn't really see him that good, but you could tell it didn't look like Arnold, though.
Right, yeah.
So, yeah, I don't think they should all look like Arnold.
No.
That's a bad idea.
Yeah.
It should have just been luck of the draw that was the one that went out and went back in time or whatever.
Right, yeah. Because that would be weird. I wouldn't...
It would make no sense.
No, it wouldn't make any sense at all. That you can't... Oh, look, it's Arnold and Arnold's twin brother, Arnold. And Arnold's twin brother, Arnold, who's also Arnold's twin brother, Arnold.
And Arnold kind of, you know, stands out in a fucking crowd.
Yeah, kind of, like, yeah.
One of them is like, goddamn.
He's so, yeah.
Like a brick shithouse, that guy.
Especially, like...
I know what he's saying, though, but...
Yeah, no shit. Because when they've shown the resistance fighters, you know, like Kyle Reese and all that... None of them have been as buff as Arnold. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like, he doesn't really blend in.
They're not all, like, freaking doing bodybuilding on their off time when they're not fighting.
Yeah, they're scrounging for food, and this guy comes.
He comes like, all fucking beefy and muscly, and hi, I'm here to infiltrate. I mean, I'm here to.
What are you guys talking about?
I know many things I can talk about.
That's how they do it. You infiltrate. It was like, I think they're in Los Angeles or something. Like,
yeah.
Why did you pick a guy with an Austrian accent?
I know, right?
Like, Skynet sucks at this.
Fuck Skynet, you suck.
He will blend in. It's like, where did you get the voice from, man?
I am an actor. I am here to act in Los Angeles. hey, weren't you the governor? No, that is my twin brother, Arnold. So, yeah. So, anyway, that'll be an interesting to see where they go with that one. Oh, and I see it says it starts filming in March.
Mm. Yeah, like I heard he was waiting a while till all the rights things were straightened out, but maybe that story was old. And
yeah, maybe.
Well, Arnold says it's starting in March.
Right? Oh. Is it? I don't know. Yeah, it is starting in March. Well, maybe what it was they didn't start putting out the news about it until he got the rights back.
But so. I remember the interview I read that said James Cameron himself said he still had to wait like a year and a half or something. Though. Mm. Well, that might have been a while. Yeah,
yeah, it could have been. Yeah. So, alrighty. So
one little... More little nugget of info on something we don't give a fuck about.
I don't know. I kind of do in this case because I'm happy to see James Cameron take the reins back on the Terminator.
And, yeah, if there's any hope.
Right. And knowing that he wants to finally end it, put an end to it, I'm also happy about. Yeah. So, you know. And yes, I know in the past I said things about James Cameron. But as far as the Terminator goes, that's where he shined. One of the movies he shined in.
Oh, I also read that.
No, you didn't.
I did, bitch. Now, Arnold actually didn't like the Terminator 2 idea. He didn't like being the good guy.
Really?
And he tried to strongly talk James Cameron out of it.
Listen, James. Sorry, I do a really shitty Arnold. I don't like being the good guy.
I want to make with the punching and the hard thing.
I want to be killing everybody.
How may I say my bitching lines if I don't?
Oh, you got a good one. You're going to say hasta la vista. Hasta la vista, baby. What the fuck is that?
Oh. And then history was made.
All right, let's move on. Where are we? Oh, yeah. In the recent announcement, well, has it really been announced? I guess it has. Hellboy coming back, rebooting as a more horror-oriented.
Well, yeah, we already covered all that. Yeah,
yeah, I know.
Oh.
I'm getting to it. And apparently it's going to have Mila Jovovich playing the Blood Queen in the new Hellboy.
Which I don't have. You know, she's a very lovely woman.
Very lovely
woman. I don't really have anything against her.
No.
But I can't think of a movie that she was in that was good.
Yeah.
Oh.
Although a lot of people seem to enjoy The Fifth Element.
Yeah.
But.
I was not one of them, really.
No.
I don't think it's terrible.
I liked it, but I didn't like it.
Yeah.
No, I liked it. It's okay, but I didn't love it. Or was... Wasn't that the one that they were trying to say, oh, this is the new Star Wars?
Yeah.
And so, you know, of course, we went in going, this isn't the new Star Wars. So we were kind of biased from the beginning.
That's but a still, bad tagline, though.
It is, yeah.
Yeah, that's probably the best one I can think of.
Yeah.
On the Messenger movie, she wasn't terrible, but the movie was kind of, the Joan of Arc movie.
Oh, I didn't see that one, yeah. I did not see it.
But she did, you know, she's been doing the Resident Evil movies, which are just fucking terrible.
I've only seen the first Resident Evil, and that was enough for me.
I saw, like, parts of the other ones. Like, when it was on TV or something, I just checked it. Oh, maybe it's, you know.
Didn't they just end that, and they're already...
Yeah, I heard they were rebooting that, too, or something.
Yeah, that's weird.
Resident Evil.
Resident Evil.
I don't get it.
No, sir, I don't get it. I don't know, so I'm kind of indifferent towards that, I guess.
Yeah, that's not like, really adding points to me.
No. Mm.
Between Neil Marshall and her, it's making me nervous a little bit.
Fatality.
Well, we're just full of piss and vinegar tonight, huh?
I know, right, huh? Full of piss.
We don't like shit.
We ain't liking the shit. All right, but here's something we... I don't know. Tim Miller is set to direct a Neuromancer movie.
Yeah.
Was it a movie?
It's a movie, bitch.
I thought I read a TV... No, I'm thinking of something else. Never mind.
Movie. William Gibson's Neuromancer. Did you ever read that?
No, I've always wanted to.
I did read it, but it was so long ago that I
don't remember it. Yeah. I should read it, yeah. I know it's supposed to be really good.
Yeah, because one of our friends was really into him, and he gave me the book.
Oh, that's right,
and
yeah.
I was like, I think I still have the book, actually.
Mm. Tim Miller. Tim Miller.
He did Deadpool.
Oh, of course.
I don't remember what else he did, though.
Mm. So that's kind of cool, though. I'd be interested in seeing that.
Yeah, I'd like to see it, but...
I love a good sci-fi movie. And that,
I think, so I can't remember what the hell the fucking premise of the story is.
I know, it's been so long. There's a guy.
He was like a hacker or something.
And he does neuromancing. So they call him the Neuromancer. Yeah.
No! Your failure is complete.
So, yeah, I don't know. I don't remember anything about Neuromancer. I just remember it was really kind of a big thing when we were in high school.
Yeah, it's like a...
And it's supposed to be really cool, so...
That's cool. Tim Miller, I don't know enough of his work to...
Yeah. So, I'm up for it. I'm open to it. Do it up, daddy-o. Anything else on that?
No,
I guess that's it. All right. There we go. See, that was a positive, yeah, but we didn't have much to say on it. All right, now, there's some Star Wars picks that came out recently, some of which I have not seen, some of which I have, some of which you have seen, some of which you have. So, let's talk about them.
Okay.
Let's talk about Star Wars. Maybe. That didn't work.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, all right. I'll let you take the lead on this one. What do you want to?
Well, I want to start off with one that I don't like.
That's
another thing about these pictures thing. I have negative things to say, not like overly negative, but concerns more like. Well, Imperial were they Praetorian guards? I think they're called.
Yep.
Those are kind of cool.
Yeah, they were cool looking, but except for the helmet's weird. I don't quite grasp the helmet. But it's still
like a
very
weird
cool
samurai looking. Kind of vibe to it. But I think Imperial Guards are way cooler looking.
Yeah, you never beat the Imperial
Guards. I remember when I first saw it, I was like, ooh.
Like, you remember they had, in the prequels, they had the blue guards that were kind of like the precursors to the Imperial. You know, like, those are nice and all, but this is not Imperial Guard.
No.
And that's cool.
Fuck your blue guards.
Fuck your blue guards.
So, there's that one, which looks pretty cool. And the Porgs or whatever the fuck.
Oh, yeah, I did see that.
I don't know how I feel about Porgs. I mean, it's cute.
Porgs.
But I wasn't really looking for cute animals in Star Wars.
Yeah.
That never ends well.
That's true.
Ewoks. Jar Jar, I think, was supposed to be a cute animal, but...
Actually, I saw this cool article the other day on... they were saying that Jar Jar, if you really look at it, nobody liked Jar Jar Binks. Nobody in the movie liked him. Everybody couldn't stand him. They kicked him out of the fucking Gungan place. Shit. Oda Gung or something like that. Whatever fight it is. Yeah. I know. It's a prequel. And even, you know, Qui-Gon and Obi-Wan found him annoying and I think the only one that actually liked him was Little Annie. And, you know, he was the one who helped Palpatine gain power and all that, so really.
Except for when Anakin saw him in the second movie, he barely even registered him.
Yeah.
Anna Misa, so glad to see you!
That's because he's like, He's Padme, over. You're like,
ugh. Padme looking good, son.
He's like, Padme, hey, Jaja.
I'm so glad to see you.
Yeah, yeah, whatever.
Whatever, Jaja. I didn't think he said anything. He was like, yeah.
Yeah.
That's weird. Why would you make a person in your movie that everybody... That doesn't make sense.
I don't know.
I think he was trying to do damage control there. He's like, oh, fuck, he's in the stories of the future.
Maybe.
Nobody likes him, so we're just going to try to make him...
Yeah. I don't know. That's just something I read. That's all I'm saying. So, moving on.
Well, that makes me feel bad for him, actually.
Aw, I thought you feel bad for the Jar Jar Binks.
A little bit. Everybody hates him. Ain't cool.
You hate him.
I know, but if everybody hates him, I...
Fatality.
Right, so what other pictures? Let's see. There was a cool picture of Luke that I saw. And kind of like the gray robes there.
Yeah.
And everybody screaming, Grey Jedi! So we'll see what happens with that.
Another one that I'm concerned about is they have like these nun caretakers.
Yeah, I didn't see that.
Acto there or whatever. Acto? Was it Acto or Acto?
I think it's Acto.
Okay. I think. But they look like turtles.
What, do you think I do a Star Wars podcast or something?
Yeah. But they're dressed like turtles. They look like turtles and they're dressed like nuns. Which is a weird...
Teenage Mutant Nun Turtles?
Nunges?
Nunges. Yeah, I didn't see those.
Like nun turtles are not really something I'm looking for.
It sounds weird. I did not see that, but it sounds really messed up.
Look up Nun Turtles.
I'm afraid we'll laugh if I look up Nun Turtles. Where's my fucking... Shit.
Look up Star Wars and Turtle Nuns.
I bet you. That one might not be any better.
I'll make you a fucking bet right now that something that shit will show up.
All right, let's see what happens if we look up Star Wars Turtle Nuns. Star Wars Turtle Nuns or Nun Turtles?
Well, either one.
Star Wars Turtles. Star Wars Turtle Ship.
Don't get distracted.
Nuns. Oops. I put two N's. Nuns. Here we go. Are you ready? Sure I am. Oh, fuck. Oh, I did see those.
It did come up?
It did come up, yeah. Those fucking things?
Yeah.
Yeah, I did see those, yeah. But I kind of, some naughty nun costumes also came up. I did see those, but I kind of just...
Like, quickly glanced at like...
Yeah, I just kind of like, whatever. Yeah, those are weird.
Another thing that's disturbing, I think on... You can see one of them is nipples.
Oh, dude.
Don't look too close.
Don't say
that. I remember when I was looking at it, I was like, I don't want to see turtle nun nipples.
Turtle nun nipples. I like that one. Turtle nun nipples.
Like, that's not a good look for Star Wars.
I know, right?
But see, like, that's weird. It might be cool or whatever, the creatures are getting a little too, like...
Weird.
Yeah.
These, what are they, porgles?
Porgs.
Porgs, whatever they are. They look a little too computer animated to me.
Well, so cutesy. Like, they have them, like, hanging out on the Millennium Falcon and shit. And I'm like, I don't want them just popping up randomly in the movie. Like,
I heard, there's a picture of Luke with the Turtle Ninja Nuns.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Is it a real picture or like a?
I think so.
Oh, that looks like the same picture they just... Stuck Luke in between it.
Could be, yeah.
I mean, I like the idea of different, you know, creatures and stuff, but...
Yeah, of course, yeah, but not weird shit.
Turtle nuns.
Not turtle nuns.
That's a hard sell for me, man.
I know. I don't know, we'll see what their function is in the movie, but...
I guess they're caretakers of the Jedi Temple and stuff. I don't know.
Hmm.
I'm trying not to... be negative about it. But.
For some reason, I feel like I'd be more okay with them if they didn't speak at all, and I don't know why.
Yeah, if they didn't talk and they were just went about their
whatever they were doing. Yeah, like Silent Monk.
Dusting the books or whatever the fuck they're doing.
Dusting the books. Well, hey. Yeah, I don't know why that seems better to me. But
the more in the background, the better, right?
Right, yeah, I think that's what it is, yeah. All right, well, is there any other pictures? There was a picture of Ray. She looked good.
She always looks good. That's the best thing about the news network is it brought her into the world.
That's true, yeah.
She's fine. She's such a sweetheart. Sweetheart!
She's a sweetheart! So, alright, let's move on then, shall we? Yes, we shall. Next up, we have... Oh, yeah. Carl Urban officially in talks to star in the Dread series.
Yeah, it's kind of an update because we mentioned it
before. It's kind of a no-brainer.
Well, I heard that he might come in for, like, the pilot episode and not the rest of it.
What?
Well, originally I heard that.
Yeah, I know. Because they were talking about focusing on other judges and shit, but I don't know.
But you're naming it Dread, like a City One, remember?
Yeah.
Like, you can't name it the guy and not, it's not in
have, it. Not have. You know what I want to see in this series? There's one thing I want to see. Which we never got to see in a movie or anything, and that I want to see Judge Death and the Death Judges come through from the other world because that's fucking awesome shit. Love that shit.
That'd be cool.
If you don't know what I'm talking about, look it up. Look it up, son. Google that shit.
But that'd be good if he gets signed on to it.
Yeah, it would. I love Carl. I love that Carl Urban. I love that guy. He's the one I'm beer with him. Yeah. What the fuck? No, but seriously, I love Carl Urban. He's really good. For some reason, I have trouble saying his name. Carl Urban. Who the fuck is Carol Urban? But yeah, he's really cool. I mean, he's awesome as Bones on Star Trek and. And I liked him in that Almost Human show that only lasted one season. I just like him. He's one of those actors you're like, I like that guy. Oh, you like him. I like
the cut of his jib.
I like the cut of
Curl his... Curler Urban.
Yeah. 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 I like that Curl Urban. So, yeah, I mean, obviously... There's nothing wrong with that. If you're going to have Carl Urban on it, then...
That'd be sweet.
Yeah.
Yeah, because the movie looks like that's not happening.
No, I'm pretty sure that's not happening.
And he really loves the character, so...
Which is another awesome thing. He loves the character, so you know he's going to do right by him. That Carl Urban, he's going to do right by Dredd. Starting to hurt my throat. All right, so... Next... Sorry, is that a little loud for you? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh! I dropped the paper. The list. Ah, the Coen brothers. We talked about their movie earlier, in an earlier episode. Wait, that's not a movie. It's a show, right? A series.
Yeah, but when we mentioned it, we didn't say where it was going.
Right.
Or what exactly was going on, because they said it was a theater element and a TV element. Like, it sounded confusing as hell.
And we're talking about the Ballad of Buster Scruggs, which is a Western.
Officially coming.
They're working on
to Netflix.
Coming to Netflix, yes.
It's a 6-part series.
Oh, interesting.
And Tim Blake Nelson is going to play the Buster Scruggs part.
Tim Blake Nelson.
Which he was in Oh Brother, Where Art Thou? And he played the leader guy in Incredible Hulk.
Oh, Which, oddly enough, was just on HBO today.
Yeah.
I didn't watch it. But yeah, that's cool. I'm interested in that.
I love those guys.
6 episodes. That's pretty short. Nice, short and sweet. I like it. I like it.
So that's cool. Did it say?
It doesn't have a date, no.
No. I don't know if it did have a date on it.
It might not have. But hopefully soon. Hopefully. All right, cool. Some more good stuff. See, it's not all bad.
Just mostly. Mostly.
Mostly. All right, so next up, we have Cable's new look has been shown for the Deadpool 2 movie. Josh Brolin playing Cable.
What'd you think?
I think it looks pretty good. Yep.
Yeah, it looks pretty good.
Yep, pretty good.
Maybe like a little. I wish he had a little more metal on his face.
Yeah.
Like the later versions.
Well, maybe they'll add that in or something.
Looks pretty good.
Yeah, I like him for that character. I really do. I really like. I think that's a good choice.
I think he'll do a good job.
He's an excellent choice. Excellent.
Definitely an excellent choice.
And there was a funny fan theory, not fan theory, but like a joke thing going around that Thanos hid one of the Infinity Gems in Cable's eye.
Oh, really? Because
he's got that glowing eye. It's not it's just a, you know, like, oh, it is. Anyway. So,
aren't they all accounted for already? I don't know. Plus it's an whole other thing, yeah. It's a dumb theory. Your theory.
It's not a theory. It was a joke. It was a little bit of a humorous...
It's not funny.
I will poop on your...
My eye?
Poop. I'll poop on your poop. All right, so anyway, yes.
It's like, you can't cross poops. Like, you can't cross streams. You can't poop on somebody else's poop.
Have you ever done it?
Well, there was that one.
just the look on your face right there.
I don't know about intentionally.
Maybe accidentally, you know, sometimes. You know,
hey, you know, it's
when you're
dark,
pooping in a hole.
Get their asses you know, out. Sometimes.
Sometimes. As long as you're not touching cheeks, it's okay. Oh, what the fuck, man? All right, so, Cable, good.
Did you ever pee over somebody? I remember we were all partying in this abandoned apartment. And there was this girl, which I won't say her name, but she's just laying, like, in front of the toilet. And you're like... Everybody was just peeing over her. And she was face up. And I'm like, this isn't right.
No.
But we couldn't move her.
Well.
Has that ever happened to you?
No. Not that specifically, but there are a lot of things in our past, youthful days, when, you know, we did a lot of stupid shit. And that's why we are the way we are now, folks.
I didn't feel right peeing over her, though. I didn't.
That's good to know.
Because I, you always get the, you know.
Yeah, sure.
Sometimes it goes in different angles.
Yeah, little dribble.
Get a hair in there or something.
Something, yeah.
A dribble.
Especially when you
shut her mouth open. I'm like, I can't do this to this poor lady.
All right, so secrets of the keepers of the fringe.
Yeah, that's a weird one. So, why did I go into that one?
So, Cable, good, like it. Josh Brolin, good, excellent. Moving on. Okay, so. It was recently announced that Netflix, again with the Netflix, we could have put all these Netflix stories together, but we didn't, because we didn't. Netflix has purchased the Mark Miller's Miller World brand.
Oh, yeah.
And that is quite interesting. Now, what I do know about that is, It does not include Kick-Ass and Kingsman, because they're already...
Yeah, there was something else to it. Wanted. But.
They didn't really... The article I read didn't really mention Wanted too much, so I don't know if... but I would like to see Netflix do an actual Wanted show based on the actual Wanted comic book, because that craptastic movie was not...
It was nothing like it.
Mm-mm. It's a book. The Wanted book is so awesome.
The book
is so awesome, but that movie was lame.
Yeah, I don't even understand where they get the idea for it.
I know. The only really thing it had in common with the book was the title, and maybe the name of the main character. Some of the names, but yeah, it's just yeah.
No bueno.
No bueno. But then it
curving bullets and shit. Like, how did
that was... Ugh.
How did that become a thing?
I know, right? But there's some other cool Miller properties that I would love to see. Nemesis. I don't know if you remember that one. That was a cool one. It was the bad guy there.
Yeah, I think I remember reading like the first few issues of it or something.
That was an awesome series. Starlight, that was a good one. I'd love to see that one. There's all kinds of... He's got a lot of cool...
Is Starlight the one... Which one's the one with the Flash Gordon kind of dude?
Yeah, that one.
That's Starlight?
Yeah. So, yeah, so
The Boys? Is that him?
No.
No, it's Warren Ellis. Ennis. Oh, Garth Ennis.
Warren Ellis.
Right?
No, it's Garth Ennis.
Okay. What are we talking about? Mark Miller.
All three of them, I enjoy their work. But yeah, so this is kind of cool. I'm excited about this one. This is something I'm excited about.
Yeah, it could be cool.
Yeah. So, cool.
The future looks holy.
And the whole thing, there's a whole thing about, this is only the third time that a company, media company, has bought out like a comic book company.
Yeah.
Like there was Warner Brothers with DC and Disney with Marvel and now this one. Because then, like, Valiant, they're starting their own movie thing and, you know, other things. But, so, it's cool. And good for you. Congratulations, Mark Millar. Millar. Exciting news. So, anyway. Moving on. There's all kinds of shit going on with the Justice League movie now. One of these, the guy who's playing Cyborg... He says that Joss Whedon's reshoots have lightened the movie's tone.
Which I heard his character specifically.
Right, yeah. Which is, I think, is a very good thing. Again, we don't want it to be the Marvel movies light.
Yeah.
Because that's their thing. But just a little.
Well, I was reading something. They said that in Zack Snyder, his current form that he had it in was, like, unwatchable.
Mm.
So they're doing, like, extensive reshoots.
Yeah, I read that, too, yeah. And then there was talk that Whedon completely changed the ending of the movie, because I guess it ended on a cliffhanger, and he changed that, or supposedly something like that.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So we were wondering how much Whedon would be affecting the movie, and it sounds like he might be... having quite a big effect on it, which is a good thing, I think.
It's a better thing.
It's a better thing, yeah. That's true. So, I don't know. I'm still... It's still kind of not changing the way I'm feeling about it, and I'm still like, we'll see, but maybe I'm feeling...
Yeah, I'm not left with the same feeling as I had for Avengers.
Right.
When that was coming around.
Yeah. Maybe I'm feeling a little less dread about the movie, I guess. I don't know, but... I don't know. It's still...
Yeah, I haven't really seen anything about it that's like, oh, that's fucking cool. I know, can't wait.
Oh, that's the stuff right there. So, I don't know. I want it. I so badly want this movie to be awesome. Because it's the Justice League. So, but I don't know. So, in other superhero news... Sort of. Director Luc Besson has joined the ranks of those who are shitting on the superhero movies.
He put down his bassoon and started talking shit.
Luc Besson put down his bassoon. So he was talking to Bleeding Cool. And he says, it's very hard for me to identify with a superhero because he has a superpower and I don't have a superpower. Boo-hoo. All I can see is his power and say, oh, thank you so much for saving my life. Me, poor little human being. I don't like this relationship. I should be saying this with a French accent. I don't like this relationship. I can't identify with the guy. I don't think you should. I can't identify with the guy. I'm not like him. And then he said, they do great things, but their tendency towards self-supremacy is a little big. And then, he was also saying that Captain America is too much of a...
propaganda figure.
Yeah, exactly.
Which I'm like...
Well, he was.
Yeah.
Back in the day. That's what he was created for.
I mean, I can see from an outsider point of view.
But he was, yeah, but he was created back in World War II and shit, so...
Yeah.
So, you know...
It sounds like he's a little salty because of
yeah.
movie bombs.
I was going to say, so how's Valerian doing there?
Oh, shit.
Luc Besson, how's the old Valerian doing?
But I get that probably from a director's standpoint. They're probably like, you know, all these movies, sure, all this shit we're making, and people don't give a fuck, and then they're just watching this throwaway comic book garbage to them, you know?
Yeah, but that's not what it is. I get it, too. I get that. But, number one, I heard Valerian was not good, which is why we did not go see it. Not good. Two, you know, fuck you, Luc Besson. No. The superhero movies, I don't know how to explain this to people that are already shitting on them, because they've already made their opinion about them.
Yeah, I mean, it's not for everybody, and that's fine.
That's fine, you know, but, you know, that's the thing about it. There's plenty of other movies that you can make, and plenty of other movies people can watch, and just because, you know, the superhero movies are popular and make a lot of money now, and there's a lot of people going to see them, that means a lot of people like them. And, you know,
give them a shot. You might like it too if you don't like it. Well, anybody listening to this is probably going to like it. But
I would assume so, but you never know. But, like we said earlier, not everyone is good. Some of them are bad. This is true. And we hate the bad ones as much as you do. But some of them are pretty good and worth watching. And some of them, the ones that are good, actually have a story behind them, you know? It's not just, oh, this guy comes in and saves the day, and then he goes away, and blah, blah, blah. It's not the stereotype that everybody has for the superheroes. It's not always that. A good superhero movie is more than that.
Preach it, brother.
You know it. You know, like, yeah. Like, let's take Civil War, for example. Captain America Civil War. I mean, that had an awesome, big, huge superhero battle, which is, you know, part of why we love it and part of what we want to see. But it also had a story in there about, you know, Tony Stark feeling, and, you know, kind of getting betrayed by Steve Rogers and for his parents.
So that was a beautiful twist, man.
That was. That was a really good twist. That was a shaman-nama-nama-ding-dong twist. No, it was.
I mean, that like was way more powerful than
right. The
registration thing, because I'm like, they kind of glossed over all that
right,
stuff.
Yeah.
But then it came down to that. I was like, damn.
Right.
That's some powerful stuff. But I feel like it's probably not going to really amount to anything, because they're going to be together in the next movie and stuff.
Well, I don't know. We'll see. because the other thing is, there's characters there that we care about, and that's, you know.
Yeah.
That's why we love these movies. There's actually characters and stories we care about there. And sure, you know, they're wearing funny costumes and all that, but There's some good stuff in there.
I mean, I've been following these characters my whole life.
Right.
As far as I can remember.
Since we were wee little ones. And, there's a reason why they appeal to people. And it's not, some of it is, you know, big fights and all that crazy shit. But there's other stuff in there, too. Which is why the ones that last so long.
Yeah, I mean, they've been around for, you know, a lot of them since... Well, if you want to go really back to, like, the 30s and stuff and the 40s and shit.
Right.
Not with Marvel, but, I mean, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Like the rich. Yeah.
I mean, they've been around for a reason.
Right. So, you know, I'm just tired of all these people shitting on them.
But the last person that was talking shit was Ridley Scott, which, you know, a great director, but his movie sucked. Alien schlong.
Yes. Now, that's the thing. Alien Covenant was not a good movie. It was a bad movie. Not because of any superhero movies, because it was a bad movie. Same thing with Luc Besson. Valerian, from what I've heard, it's just a bad movie, which is why it didn't do well, not because of superheroes.
Yeah, I plan on seeing it, but yeah, I'm not expecting to be blown away by it.
And here's the thing, and I'm going to throw this out there. If you can't make a superhero movie because you think they're not good enough, maybe it's you who's not good enough. Because,
oh, shit.
That's right. I said it. Because because a good director, a good writer, should be able to take these characters and make a good movie out of them.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, but you have to be passionate about what you're making, too.
Yes.
So.
This is true.
I get what you're saying, and I agree with it, but also.
Yeah, I get that part, too. But what I'm saying is, don't look at them all as they're just shit characters and, you know, lame ass, because there's some stuff in there that you could actually work with.
Yeah. I mean, I don't even know if they watch them or are they just probably right. That's the other thing. Yeah. Or,
I don't, like, what, you know, do you watch them or?
But being in that world, it must be frustrating to be like, how can I break into this fucking, you know, into the loop here?
Make a good movie.
All the, you know, yeah, but that doesn't even guarantee it. But they're like, all the comic book movies are making billions of dollars and he's, you know, I get the frustration part of that.
Yeah, I get the frustration part
of
it, too.
You spend years making this and, you know, you can't even barely make your costs back. And then you get to lash out on somebody. You're like, what the because you're not going to go, hey, I suck. That's not going to be the reason.
Yeah.
So it has to be other things, you know.
Mm.
Like, nobody cares about superhero movies or whatever.
See, that's the thing. Like, so even though superhero movies have become more popular and stuff, there's still... The reason I get defensive about this is because we've always had to face this. When we, you know...
It was a long time coming, man.
A long time.
To get good ones.
Right. And this goes back to the days when people used to make fun of us for reading comics and stuff. Or, you know, for being nerds and shit when we were kids. And now these people keep shitting on our superhero movies. And you know what? I'm sorry, but we enjoy them. That's all there is to it. Anyway... I feel better now. How about you?
I don't really remember getting picked on too much, though. Did you used to get picked on? I read comic books.
Every fucking day.
Really?
No.
Oh.
No.
But yeah, I know what you're saying. I mean, yeah, it was definitely frowned upon. Looked down on. Like,
I kept it more to myself because of that, because I didn't feel like...
Yeah. I mean, you know, a lot of our friends, too, they weren't...
Right, exactly.
Busted chops.
So, that's about all I have to say for that. I do feel better now, though.
That's good.
Yeah. All right, so next. There has been a quick update from Mark Landis on the American Werewolf in London remake.
Mm.
Yeah. It has been moving very slowly. And then... speaking in an interview with Kevin Smith, interesting, Landis not only reminded fans that he's still interested in directing the remake, the writer of the films like American Ultra and Victor Frankenstein, did you see Victor Frankenstein?
No.
Neither did I. is also working on the script for the new American Werewolf in London. I'm going to write it, and I think I'm going to direct it. I like the script I wrote, you know. I'm halfway through it right now. I hope it turns out great. But...
Not going to.
Yeah.
That's one of those movies you can't... You just can't.
Why? Yeah, why? See, this is one of the types of things that I worry about when I think... It seems like they're like, oh, we can do the special effects better now, so let's remake the movie. But you can't. It won't... That's not...
It's not what made that movie good.
Right.
And the effects, I thought, were fucking great.
They were for the time, yeah. Even today, they're still pretty good. So again, I'm thinking this is going to be another useless reboot that we don't need.
It's the sun doing it, but that makes it at least closer to...
I don't know, though, because...
But it's still not good.
Yeah.
If anybody had to do it, I'd rather him do it, I guess.
I guess.
Because he could... talk to his dad and go, hey, how do I make this good?
Right, yeah.
But
if I were his dad, I would be, how do you make it good? Don't make it.
Already did, son.
Move along. Did, yeah. Yeah, so just, see, now there's the other thing. You hear all these people complaining. I'm going back to this. Yes, I'm going back to it. You hear all these people complaining about the superhero movies and stuff, but what about all these fucking reboots? And remakes and shit. What the fuck, man? You know? When the fuck, man?
Yeah. So, and everybody should be bitching about those a lot more.
A lot more.
Because they are fucking crap.
Yeah, I mean, it's very... The percentage of good remakes is very low.
Yeah, nowadays.
Yeah. So, all right. So let's move on, shall we?
Okay.
That'll do it for our topics this week. Now... It's movie time, and this week, we watched a real gem. I don't know why, but for some reason, we both thought it would be a fun idea to watch Kiss meets the Phantom of the Park.
Well, actually, I thought it'd be a good idea.
Yeah, but I, when you told me, I'm like, yeah, that'd be awesome. And then, so
I haven't seen that shit since I was a little kid.
I know, right?
I used to play it on TV, and I used to like it. I've never. We're not big Kiss fans.
Yeah, let's start with that caveat. Yeah. Chris and I are not, and nor have we ever been, big Kiss fans.
There's a couple of songs here and there that are okay, that I like.
Chris's favorite song is Beth.
No, it's Lies.
He hates that song.
I like the bass in Detroit Rock City there. Boom, boom. Mm-hmm. That little part there.
Yeah, there's a couple of songs that are okay, but nothing. I've never been a big Kiss fan.
Yeah.
Neither of you. I did see him once in concert, just to...
Oh, yeah?
When they came back.
Oh, the Psycho Circus thing?
Yeah. Just to see it. But even then, I was like, yeah.
Was it cool?
It was pretty cool, yeah.
Because I always heard they have it was really a good stage show,
yeah.
Show.
Yeah. Yeah. That's cool shit. He got a 4.6 out of 10 on IMDb. Kiss meets the Phantom of the Park, released in 1978. The tale of rock band Kiss and their efforts to thwart a diabolical plan by mad scientist Abner Devereaux. Devereaux has found a way to clone humans into robots in his laboratory at an amusement park. But wait, there's more. It just so happens that he plans to use the Kiss concert as a platform to unleash his plan on the world. Kiss must use their special powers to stop him.
How awesome does that sound?
Okay, so, of course, it starred all the members of KISS, Peter Criss, Ace Frehley, Gene Simmons, and Paul Stanley. Anthony Zerba as Abner Devereaux. Probably said that wrong, don't care.
You'd know him if you saw him. I've seen him in other stuff. There's a couple of people I recognize from other stuff.
Ooh, it starred Lisa Jean Persky as Dirty D. That must have been the punk there.
Yeah.
Don Steele as himself. So, let's see. Let's
start with the good.
Start with the good. Good, the bad, and the nitpicky. Oh, boy. What was good about this movie? I ask you.
It was spectacular, Larry. It was fucking hilarious.
It was, yeah.
But, I mean, it was fail incarnate.
Oh, yeah.
It was just so bad.
It was so,
But so awesome at the same time.
Yeah. This is... I think this is the definition of a movie that is so bad it's good.
Yeah.
I think, like, if you want people to understand what that phrase means, have them watch this movie.
It's definitely slow getting into it.
Yeah.
But once Kiss shows
Kiss
up...
Kiss wasn't even there for the first, who know, like, at least the first act.
Yeah. But Kiss, I mean, they can't act for shit.
Holy shit.
And they kept having these fight scenes that were just...
Wow, yeah.
Awesome. And there's one spot where this is well documented that Ace Frehley's fucking stunt double is a black man. And then at certain points in the movie, you could see it. But see, this is before VCRs was happening, so they didn't really care.
Yeah.
Like, nobody's going to be able to go back and watch it.
Right, yeah. So, guess what?
It was weird.
I'm yeah.
Like, that's obviously not a black dude. Ace Frehley is not a black dude, just in case you don't know.
Yeah. Yeah, so it was it was fucking hilarious.
I've never seen anything jump the shark that hard
before. Oh, jeez. It jumped the shark and then backed up and jumped it again.
Yeah.
That was a double shark jump.
That was like jumping it with holding Roman candles and they're like,
woo!
Like getting a blowjob. Jumping over a fucking shark. In a spectacular fashion.
Spec-fucking-tacular. Let's see what else was good about it.
But they survived. That's what killed them. Like, that didn't kill them.
Yeah. I think by that time they were popular enough that it didn't.
Yeah, but that would have killed a lesser band. I'll give them that.
Yeah. So, but we're still on the good. I guess that was good.
Yeah.
It didn't kill them. It didn't kill the Kiss brand. Anything else good? The amusement park looked nice.
Yeah. It was,
Yep.
Yeah.
Sure was nice. Okay, so I guess that's it for the good. Let's move on to the bad. Oof. What? Let's see. Oh, the bad. You already said, their acting Actually, all the acting in the movie is pretty
good. Kind of the good too, though.
Yeah, I guess so. The story was bad, but also
good. Yeah, it all wraps up. It doesn't really make any sense.
Yeah, it didn't make any fucking sense. The whole thing didn't make any fucking sense. It's like, why is all this happening? I don't get it.
Yeah, like the guy that, well, there was two, there was like the owner, and then the guy that created all the attractions and everything. And he had like a secret underground lair in the park, and he was wanted, he's like, I'm on the breakthrough of great discoveries.
What are you going to
make? Don't cut off my funding and things like
that. Fucking merry-go-round that goes two ways. Some shit.
I know, like, I'm like, he was talking like, is his life's work.
Yeah.
I'm like, dude, you
make fucking... he makes bad attractions. Yeah. They had, is another bad thing. So he supposedly makes these robots, like animatronic robots. But all these robots were is people in costumes moving badly. It was so... But so badly, it was hilarious.
Yeah, like they just look like people in suits. Right. Like there was nothing, like they didn't even have any like makeup done to make them look robotic or something.
It was funny as you kept looking for people to blink.
Yeah, when they were supposed to be shut off, and I'm like, I know one of you fuckers are going to blink, because they always do.
Oh, yeah.
And they did.
Oh, it was so cheesy.
But then, like, I guess they only had, like, these talismans that they kept on them when they were on the road. They kept them in a little red box.
Oh, yeah.
That was the source of all their powers, which I'm still a little sketchy on what their powers are exactly, but...
Shooting lame laser bolts out of their eyes and...
Yeah, like...
Really, the special effects were horrible, by the way.
Paul Stanley could shoot lasers out of his eyes.
Yeah.
Out of his star eye there.
Yeah.
And he could also listen to conversations across the room. He would shoot a laser and it would, like, zoom in and be in the little star fucking
so basically, frame. Basically, their powers were whatever they needed at the time.
Yeah, whatever getting through the story.
Yeah.
Gene, he could breathe fire.
Yeah.
And he talked with, like, a...
A weird, like...
Pitch-shifting thing. Like,
yeah. But he didn't sing like that, but yeah.
He was the demon.
He was the demon.
What the hell did Peter Criss do? Other than he sang Beth at one point, I was like, fuck.
And that's the one thing you said, I hope Beth isn't in this movie, and there it was!
I should have known. It didn't really make any sense when it was in the movie.
No. they were serenading a girl who lost her boyfriend in the park.
She was abducted by the mad scientist guy.
Yeah, and it turned into a human robot.
Yeah.
Which doesn't make sense. But anyway.
Well, on the bad, I'd say there's way too many... I don't remember Kiss having that many ballad songs.
Ah, no shit, right? They were cheesy ballads.
I was like, God damn.
Damn.
You guys sold out with a fury for this one.
Yeah. I don't even know... If we should cover the nitpicky, because there's so much of it. But I guess we can mention a few things. This movie, the nitpicky and the bad are actually, there's a very fine line there. Because some things you think are nitpicky are like, no, that's bad. Like
Well, what's bad makes it what's good, too.
So exactly, yeah. So this is a magic movie, man.
Magical.
So, what's nitpicky about it is also what's bad about it, but what's bad about it makes it good. So, our formula doesn't even fucking apply anymore.
It broke our system.
Kiss broke our system.
We've had for like two shows. Son of a bitch!
I mean,
it's hard to really... But it's all bad.
It's, yeah.
But that's what made it good.
Yeah. So... yeah. So... I still want to know, like I said earlier, I want to talk to a Kiss fan who, like a huge Kiss fan, and I want to know, do you like this movie?
It's their holiday special.
Right, because you think it's good, or is it just because it's a Kiss thing? Because, again, we bring back the Star Wars holiday special we were talking about. We, Chris and I, as Star Wars fans, we know that the Star Wars Holiday Special is not good.
Yeah.
We know this. All Star Wars fans know this. It's not good. But it's fun to watch because it's so bad.
Yeah.
So I gotta think, what were you gonna say?
It's probably like the same kind of thing.
It's gotta be. I can't imagine anybody would be like, oh yeah, that movie is awesome. And Kiss, and they come out and they sing. Like, if you're a Kiss fan, there's a couple parts where they come out and do like a concert.
Yeah.
Which I imagine you would like. Of course, us not being Kiss fans, we were like, eh, whatever. Whatever. But yeah, it was just,
I was glad to watch it, though, because I haven't seen it in so long.
Yeah, it's kind of one of those things.
It was fun.
Yeah. It was fun to watch, but it was bad. So,
yeah.
It's final verdict time. There was a thing we had come up with that we were going to start using, but I don't even know if it applies to this movie either, which is weird. We were going to start saying if a movie was fringe-worthy or cringe-worthy. And I think in this case, it's both. It's cringe-worthy, but it's also fringe-worthy because it fits into, we enjoyed it. The Keepers of the Fringe enjoy it, which is the other thing we're going to say, is it is Keepers approved.
Yeah.
Put a stamp on it.
Keepers approved. I'd say so. And I'm sure a lot of people know this movie. I don't know. It was really hard finding it.
Yeah, which is weird.
I think Kiss has tried to...
Yeah, maybe.
tried doing a George Lucas and bury that
Yeah,
shit.
And bury the shit. Yeah, but what the hell?
But shit, the holiday special is easier to find than this movie.
Wow. So I say, if you're a Kiss fan, I'm sure you've seen it. But even if you're not a Kiss fan, what the hell? Give it a shot. It's ridiculous.
What also makes it fucking fantastic is that it's completely serious.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you know, it's
yeah,
like they're doing it as it's a serious thing.
Right.
And then you're watching some fight scenes and you're just like...
Yeah, you're like, come on, man.
It keeps switching to the stunt doubles. And they're the worst stunt doubles you've ever seen.
Yeah, and even the switch is bad.
Yeah. Like, it's...
Like, you can totally see when it switches. You're like, oh, there it is.
Like, if somebody was doing this as a joke, it would be hilarious.
It would be,
but
yeah.
But the fact that it's not a joke makes it even funnier.
That's what makes it perfect.
Yeah.
So I'm going to use this movie as my definitive so good it's bad movie. Anytime I have to explain it to anybody, I'll say, did you see Kiss Meets the Phantom of the Park? That's what it is. Watch that. So bad it's good. So bad it goes beyond bad, back around to the good.
Yeah, I just had a smile on my face the whole time.
Yeah.
Man. I was like, so cheesy.
I know.
And awesome.
Yeah.
It would be better if I liked Kiss more, but...
I don't know. I don't know if it would, because... I don't know if...
Well, I remember when I was a kid...
It might not be as fun.
That was the only... You know, I remember going to some kid's house, and he had a Kiss poster. Like, that's the first time I ever had any... idea what Kiss was.
Oh, yeah.
I remember he had, like, the Space 1999 ship and stuff.
Oh, wow.
Battlestar Galactica and stuff.
Yeah.
And we were playing with that, but I remember coming in his room, and I'm like, oh, like, what the hell is that?
What is that?
All on the makeup and everything. I'm like, what the fuck? I was really young at that time.
Mm.
You know, still single digits.
Mm.
And I remember the movie coming on and being like, I knew it was a big thing, and I just wanted to be a part of it, but I'm like, I don't know what the fuck
right,
Kiss
yeah.
is, you know?
Yeah. And then later
and it was
on.
Almost like superheroes, so you're like, I remember
kind
like,
of, yeah,
you,
yeah.
Because you know, you're like, oh, they got powers and shit, and...
Yeah, weird fucking...
A lot of chest hair, and...
Like, yeah, a lot like, of chest hair.
That guy looks like a cat. I don't know what the fuck's going on, but...
Like, warp your little, young little... No wonder why parents hated Kiss. So, yeah, I guess that's it.
Yeah.
What more can you possibly say?
What could you say? Check it out.
It's... So bad it's good, Keeper approved. All right, so that'll do it for this episode of Keepers of the Fringe. As always, I am Derek, he is Chris. We are the Keepers of the Fringe, and we are signing out. Good night, everybody.
Bye.
That's a good start.
The Keepers of the Fringe are all around you. You can find them all around the internet. You can email the Keepers at keepersofthefringe@gmail.com. You can find the Keepers on Twitter by following @KOTFR. You can find the Keepers on Facebook at facebook.com/keepersofthefringe. The Keepers are on the Weeby Geeks Network. You can find them there at www.weebygeekspc.com. You can find the Keepers of the Fringe podcast on iTunes. And if you give them a rating and a review, then others will be able to find them as well. Finally, you can find the Keepers on YouTube at the Keepers of the Fringe YouTube channel.